You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. Class is in session. Today, we're talking about what to do once you have landed that coveted media interview. So whether this is for a podcast or for traditional local news, as soon as you get that coveted yes from a journalist, the very next thing you should do is not go and pick out your outfit. It's not go and tell your friends. It's to ask four specific questions so you can make sure you cover your butt. And you'll know what I mean in just a second here, okay? So it's important you walk away from an interview feeling confident, being successful. Otherwise, it's going to make it a challenge to build and grow your public profile. One good interview leads to more media requests because reporters remember the people who were reliable, responsive, and ready. And let's just take it to a parallel here. Professional painters will tell you the key to a good paint job is 90% of the prep. You know, for example, placing the painter's tape, priming the walls and all that jazz. Well, the same goes for good interviews. Investing in prep time will lead you to an efficient and successful media experience. So I want to walk you through four questions you better be asking as soon as that reporter tells you, hey, we'd love to include you in our feature. The first question you need to ask after securing your media interview is this. Hey, do you have a quick second for some background information? This is what I mean by that. Background conversation has to take place before the red light goes on, because you might need to give a reporter some details that aren't necessarily going to make good sound bites. So some context that they can work with. So some examples are statistical data, historical details, any kind of context setting, because your goal is to have an efficient interview where you can deliver the best sound bites possible that include emotional language, they make concise points, and so giving all the context on camera might not be the best fit for that. So it's okay to do that behind the scenes. So make sure to intentionally carve out time to have that conversation with a reporter beforehand. They'll definitely appreciate it, okay? Most of the background work that you have to do has to be done ahead of the interview so that you don't have to deliver these long-winded answers that essentially make for bad quotes. The second question you should be asking is, what is your deadline? So remember this, a good interviewer is a good collaborator. Make sure that you know what kind of timeline the reporter's working on. This will help you understand how much time you have with the journalist, and it'll even help you think through how much time you should invest in setting up the visuals. Because if it's a tight deadline and they need to get to you quickly, you won't have as much time to prepare. So asking that question will put you in the right headspace so that you're able to deliver. It also kind of just makes you look aware and in the know and not so much like an amateur. It shows that you understand the process that is required behind the scenes. So be sure to ask them what their deadline is, their timeline, so that you can respond accordingly. The next question you should ask is very important. And I learned this by making a major fail. Ask, who else are you talking to for this story? As important as it is for you to build context for the reporter ahead of time, it's just as important for that reporter to do the same for you. Asking that question will help you understand what kind of angles outside of your perspective the reporter's pursuing, because sometimes this raises a red flag that the story is not going to be written in the direction that brings you, your business, your organization into the best light. So it kind of helps you calculate whether the story is even worth being a part of. Sometimes we're so eager for these media opportunities that if we take bad opportunities, it will do more harm than good. So in your, you know, eagerness and anxiousness to get some camera time, don't sacrifice the overall goal, which is to create a favorable reputation by being part of a story that's not going to shine the best light on your organization. You can also use the opportunity to suggest other sources that can help bolster the message that you want to deliver. So saying, oh, I know an expert in that area who can speak to this, or hey, I know some people who might be able to add a new dimension to this, okay? Reporters sometimes appreciate that. It's not necessarily something of offense. Let me tell you, one time I was asked to do a media interview and I said, yes. I asked the journalist very intently, what is this story about? Okay. And what angle are you taking? And I should have known in some of her hesitation that I don't know if she was going to take it a different way. And I said, yeah, I'll be a part of it, but I want to make sure that the headline looks like this. And I was very specific and we have somewhat of a relationship. And she agreed. We did the interview and it was through Zoom. And I noticed that when we were done with the interview, she kept the Zoom call recording and asked me other questions, even though she had said, okay, we're done. Then she said, oh, while I have you, let me ask you this. And I said, well, I know you're still recording and I don't feel comfortable, you know, speaking to that. I'm no expert in that area. And she, okay. You know, and then she stops the recording and I should have known. And when the story came out, the context was a little chopped up and it wasn't exactly what she said it was going to be about. And I learned that day the importance of being very specific about knowing who else are you interviewing, what's the overall angle here, what's the message you're trying to convey with the story, who else, you know, are you talking to. So be sure that you ask that. It's not offensive. It is actually a very wise thing to do, professional and necessary if you're trying to protect your business, your brand, and your overall reputation. Now, there is one final question that you should definitely be asking, and we always make sure to ask here at Tell Public Relations on behalf of our clients before we send them to a reporter for an interview, and we have saved that question for our members. So for the members who are listening, join us in the Visibility Vault at noon, and we're going to tell you what that fourth and final question is so you can make sure that you have a successful interview that you're proud of and ready to share with all your stakeholders and everyone in your network. So your homework, everyone, is this. I want you to create a Google Doc or using whatever kind of platform you use, and I want you to type these three questions, members, the four questions, into a document that you can access from anywhere. Because whenever you get media interviews, a lot of times they're sometimes random and unexpected, and I want you to be ready, okay? I'm rooting for you. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.